Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I seek to change not only the measure of the well-being of those who live in our city, but those also tasked with the work of measuring.
Zohran Mamdani is now the 111th mayor of New York City and is hitting the ground running on promised efforts to reduce the cost of living. Along with plans for a rent freeze, he's also working on proposals for universal childcare and free bus rides. As ambitious as these goals are, they come with an uncertain relationship with Washington and President Donald Trump. Former Mayor Eric Adams took last-minute steps that are drawing criticism. With little warning and no public input, he empowered a commission to revise the city charter. He also vetoed the Community Opportunity to Purchase Act, designed to help city residents have more power over who owns some apartment buildings. President Trump is ending National Guard deployments in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Portland. The Supreme Court just ruled against his efforts to send hundreds of troops to Chicago, but Trump says they'll return, quote, perhaps in a much different and stronger form when crime begins to soar again. Data show most of these cities had been enjoying historic decreases in crime before the deployments began. With unrest rising in Iran, Trump is again threatening the country with attacks from outside. Last summer, Iran and Israel traded airstrikes, coming to the brink of war, culminating with the U.S. bombing its nuclear sites. After a meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, Trump warned Iran against restarting its nuclear program.
Iran may be behaving badly. It hasn't been confirmed, but if it's confirmed, look, they know the consequences will be very powerful, maybe more powerful than the last time.
Iran is vowing retaliation for any U.S. attacks and is criticizing U.S. sanctions, an important domestic issue. The value of its currency grew when former President Barack Obama struck a nuclear deal and eased sanctions, although it fell when Trump pulled out of that deal and again when hope for a new bargain faded. The real is now near an all-time low, and the economic crisis is sparking protests there. Millions are likely to be priced out of health insurance with ACA subsidies expiring. For small businesses, that cast doubt on long-term planning and hiring. And for many owners, like Mike Olinger, who runs his marketing company in Wisconsin, it's a question of coverage for themselves and their families.
For myself and my two daughters, we're paying close to our mortgage in premiums each month, and that's before deductibles and out-of-pocket costs.
While the U.S. House is set to debate renewing the subsidies this month, that may not help people who've already set their plans. This includes Bradley Cook, a former adjunct professor at the University of Montana, whose premiums nearly tripled. He says this is cost prohibitive.
My Social Security isn't doubling, so it in effect was like a $15,000 expense out of pocket before I get any real insurance help, so I had to just cancel that.
The Trump administration plans to weaken rules requiring oil and gas companies to clean up after non-productive wells on public lands. David Jenkins with Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship says that's leaving $750 billion in costs on the backs of taxpayers. He says there's nothing conservative about letting fly-by-night drillers walk away from their obligations.
We have an administration that is deciding to side with scammers over hardworking American taxpayers and choosing to do something that's fiscally irresponsible.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.